We'll move to BOE in advance of Kevin getting.
I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes as read.
Seconded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, great. So let's take the resolutions out of order to take Board of Elections first, which will begin with resolution number 188, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to sign an agreement with the Village of New Paltz in Ulster County for the use of polling equipment and material for the Ulster County Board of Elections.
We block together 188 and 89 together. They're pretty much the same, you know, issue.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm with that.
Can we have a second? We have a second. All in favor of blocking 188 and 189?
Aye.
Okay. All right. So on the block?
I've got no questions for the Board of Elections unless anybody else does.
Seeing none on the resolutions? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Okay. Passes. Let's go back to the beginning. Resolution number 151, adopting proposed local law number 12 of 2020, a local law amending local law number 4 of 2018, a local law establishing an Ulster County human rights law.
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
Ronk and Donaldson on the resolution.
I think it's a product of a lot of good compromise and working together, and I'm ready to go forward.
I second.
Same.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, passes unanimously. Resolution number 152, adopting proposed local law number 15 of 2020, a local law amending Article X of the Ulster County Charter and Article X of the Ulster County Administrative Code to amend the term limit imposed on commissioners.
I'm moving.
Second.
Okay. That was Chair Donaldson.
It was Donaldson and Heppner.
Okay, I was going to say, it'll fight for second. On the resolution.
Again, you know, I thank Chairman Donaldson for his, you know, bipartisan, you know, attitude on working together on this. I think it's positive. So I'm ready to
come in right back at you. Thank you, Ken.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Okay, moves unanimously. Resolution number 153 is appointing members to the Periodic Compensation Review Committee.
I'll move it for discussion.
I'll second it.
Legislator Ronk and Chair Donaldson.
Second.
Okay. Legislator Ronk.
Just briefly, you know, the minority representative is still to be determined. I hope to have my top, you know, choice ready for tomorrow night. If not, I'll have somebody else. But I've got somebody who I think is really positive, you know, that I'm asking, and I'm just waiting for an affirmative. So if we could move it to the floor like that, I'll have somebody to substitute in tomorrow night.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay. So on the resolution as proposed, which will be amended on the floor tomorrow, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed.
And I should say, before we announce the vote, I think that Kathy Meme is a great choice. She's, you know, I consider her a great friend, and I think that she's going to be a really great addition. So.
Thank you. I agree with that. Any other comments before we announce the vote? Okay, all it's unanimous. And now moving on to resolution 190. Rescinding the rules of order of the Ulster County Legislature adopted on January 8th, 2020, and establishing new rules of order.
I'll move it.
Legislator Ronk. Seconded by Chair Donaldson. Legislator Ronk.
Thanks. I just want to thank you, Madam Chair, for the collaborative process that you spearheaded on this. I think that there is a lot of really common sense revisions that are in here, as well as some that were more controversial that we worked through as a group. It definitely wasn't the shortest process that I've ever been a part of, but it was definitely one of the best. So I just want to thank you for your leadership on that. I think that it's a really good product, and I think it's going to benefit bodies for years to come. So, you know, I'm not going to say that it's the bang up job that Kevin Roberts did the last time we did these, but you know, very, very good job.
Thank you. That was a tough back to follow, so there, I appreciate
there's a slight change that needs the typo type thing.
Okay.
And I noticed, sure. I mean, I'm trying to pull it up on my phone while I'm on my iPad, It was the second page. It's the very bottom of the second page in the last little paragraph. And I can't seem to grab it because my phone doesn't create pages, whereas my iPad did. And all it is there's a spot where it's talking about where you crossed out full meeting of the legislature and said regular meeting of the legislature. But the very next sentence uses the word full again.
So it's just got it, and
I don't even know how I caught it. I was just reading through the thing and I just picked it up. But
that'd be the petition to discharge section, I think.
Yeah, I think
Clerk
it is.
Mahler, do you see it? Okay, let's give a moment for Clerk Mahler to find it, potentially. Are you able to
bottom
pull
of page two is late filed resolutions.
It's page four, subsection C. Dave's right.
No, it was page two I did.
I'm saying, on a computer screen on the, the thing that Jay sent out, it's rule
E.
Rule three. Rule three, subsection E.
Sub C.
It's on the bottom, on a computer screen, it's on the bottom of page four. It says, thereafter, if the requisite number of legislators requisite number of legislators have signed the petition to discharge as described above, the resolution shall be referred to the next regular meeting of the county legislature for a vote, provided such full meeting. So that should read, provided such regular meeting. So I'll make that amendment if you'll second it, Dave. Meeting is at least 10 days before the date, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, thank you, Chair Donaldson. That's a good catch. All those in favor of the amendment as proposed?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, opposed? Okay, so the amendment passes unanimously. Any more comments on the process or the rules as they are before us? Okay, so on the rules as amended, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, so they passed unanimously. Thank you very much, and thank you all for your patience and your collaboration in the process.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Now on to late resolution number 192, approving.
I move that we block all the late resolutions together.
Okay.
Okay. Jonathan did it right.
Thank you. And that's moved by Ronk, seconded by Heppner to block 192, 193, and 194 late resolutions. All those in favor of the block?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. So the resolutions as blocked. Comments? Legislator Ronk?
Just, I have a question to the county executive's office. I don't know if it's Mark or John. I think it's Mark for Public Works. How did we get in this position where we were withdrawing resolutions without the county attorney weighing in first? That's the part that I'm 100% going to support this, and I understand that we're under the gun on a legal settlement. I just don't understand where we weren't running this stuff by the county attorney before it happens. That's all.
Can I interrupt before the answer?
Sure.
Deputy Executive Ryder, can I just ask Legislative Council if this is a discussion for executive session because it relates to legal? Just want to come in and out.
Sorry about that. I don't want to put words in Deputy Ryder's mouth, but I don't believe he's going to be addressing anything related to the action. I think this is more of an internal process question.
Okay, that's so fine. I just wanted to make sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And this action's been dealt with in open court so far, hasn't it? So it wouldn't be.
The action is pending. I mean, go ahead.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. I mean, my understanding is there have been substantial discussions in chambers with the judge and all attorneys outside of public.
Understand.
Yeah, the only point I want to say is the county attorney had been notified and had requested his advice many times during this process. Things changed when we got, you know, when litigation commenced. So, you know, I would not say that he wasn't giving advisement throughout.
Maybe the next part should be taken. Maybe we should go into executive session because I've got substantial concerns about the fact that we could be facing this level of liability, you know, this quickly. This is last month, I think, were these resolutions.
How about a motion to go into executive session?
Before we go into executive session.
And this is to discuss litigation. Do I have a second?
Second.
Legislator Roberts. Okay, so we're going to move into executive session, which means essentially we're just moving into executive session
because
everyone here. Okay, let the record reflect that no action was taken in executive session. On the resolutions, Legislator Ronk.
I'm going to be supportive of these. You know, I was ready to support these three contracts last month. I think there were some questions brought up at the first meeting of Ways and Means. And then, you know, by the second meeting, the executive's office had asked that they be withdrawn. Peckham's been a good partner for Ulster County for years. And, you know, again, I was ready to support these the last month. I think that Ulster County has been a leader in infrastructure funding and in building out our infrastructure over the years, working together in our partners in organized labor. So I'm excited to support these three contracts.
Okay, any other comments on the resolutions? Okay, so on the resolutions as blocked, all those in favor? Aye. Opposed? Okay, the resolutions passed unanimously. Is there any old business anyone would like to discuss today? Deputy Executive Milgram, is that your hand up?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is. Just super quick, it was a question from a long time ago. I'm not sure if this was the committee, but I know it was the chair who asked the question. This week, we will be announcing plans for an online auction of properties to commence in June, on June 14th. We do have an agreement with George Cole Auctions to provide that auction. I believe is a 3% buyer premium on the sales, which necessitated the resolution that's before the legislature. Regarding that policy change, but I know that was asked for you to be made aware, and I think either tomorrow or the next day we'll be posting it on the finance website. So,
thank you very much. Any other old business?
I don't know. I'm pretty impressed that we got through all that agenda. Nothing is put off at all. My one thing put off. I'm amazed.
It's not ways and means, Dave. Ways and means, put off, but it's all past the next week.
We're not adjourned yet.
Yeah, but the thing is even laws and rules typically always have something that is postponed for quite some time over long periods of time.
If you want, actually, hold on, that thought.
No. Okay. Any new business? Okay, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Thank you. And a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. All those in favor of adjournment?
Aye. All right.
Thank you. Thank you all. Thanks.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
Have a good night.